I'm Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports page. We're talking to Melcher Dallas Activities and Athletic Director Jim Crozier about a new Hall of Fame, Athletic Hall of Fame at Melcher Dallas. And Jim, good to talk to you. Seeing you throughout this winter. How's things going over at Melcher Dallas these days?
Very good. It's been a good year having our own facility, our gym, back again this year. Having that for 3 years has been a little, we haven't liked it a whole lot, and now we got it back. We have a really nice gym and fun place to be.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about an announcement that was in early March about an Athletic Hall of Fame has been created at Melcher Dallas. I guess let's go through the creation process of this, spurned this, and how this all came about.
Well, when the new building, we've been talking about it off and on for years, and Mr. Bridges was really pushing the idea, and we now have a communications director that we work with between us and Twin Cedars, and she has Kristen has been very has had a very integral part in helping us out with this. She's helped Forest City develop their Hall of Fame. They started 2 or 3 years ago, I believe, and now she's helped us with ours, and she's the one who has put out like the press release that we had just recently coming out. So it's just something that we've kind of wanted to do and never really put our foot down and done it, and we are going to do it now.
I'm sure you called other schools, maybe even visited other schools about their Hall of Fame. What did you learn about, what other schools do that you might want to apply for yourself?
Well, we really didn't reach out a lot. We did the Forest City just because she had worked with them, and we kind of designed ours off of theirs too. But, I mean, I've been to many other schools before, coaching-wise, and being a basketball official and seeing other people's Hall of Fames and kind of got some ideas from that. But, the first time I can remember, thinking about a Hall of Fame was, it's been quite a few years back. My dad was one of the first 5 inductees in the Knoxville Athletic Hall of Fame, and I thought that was a really neat way they did it at between basketball games during basketball season. And I believe that is how we're going to do it next January. Our first class will be inducted in January of 2026.
Looking at, as we're talking to Melcher Dallas AD Jim Crozier on KNIA KRLS, what are some of the criteria for entrance into the Melcher Dallas Hall of Fame? Obviously, you've got to have played sports for one thing.
Right. Not necessarily had to play sports, because we are also going to have a contributor section also, that in case, if we have someone like, someone who, ran the clock for 30 some years, somebody who's been integral in our athletic department in our booster club, we also have that. So that'll be something that we're looking at also. But we do have, our main focus is going to be on athletes, coaches, and teams. And first of all, player nominee must be a graduate of Melcher Dallas High School and out of school for at least 4 years. They need to have received all conference and or all state recognition in the sport that they're being nominated in, and contribute at a high level in both athletics and the community. That's kind of our player requirements. Coaches have been a head coach at Melcher Dallas High School for a minimum of 10 years. Coaches can only be nominated after they've left their coaching position and have consistently led successful teams. We have an administrator nominee also, and then we have our contributor, patron nominee, and team nominee, which would be, we were looking at teams that have accomplished, great seasons, whether they're state tournament teams or playoff football teams. So, we've got a wide variety of things that we're going to put in, but our focus is definitely going to be on our athletes.
Are you going to try to find some player, coach, administrator, patron, team, and for every category, or is it just going to, here's our nominees, here's who we're going to induct this year? Is that going to, how are you going to fill all those categories?
We're not going to say that we want one from each section each year. We're going to, well, the nomination process is going to be, you know, our nominations can be made by our coaches, by our community members, administration. Soon coming up, I believe we're going to do it possibly in May. There's going to be a nomination form, a Google form that will be publicized that will go out, and, you know, hopefully alumni get a good look at it, and they will be turning things in. And then we have a committee that we will go over those, and we'll sort through them and try to make the best selection process we can.
I know in the 23, almost 24 years I've been here in this area and covering Meltzer Dallas most of those years, I can already probably think of about 10 to 15 people I would nominate. And I know you've been with the school a lot longer. There's probably, you know, twice to three times as many people you can think of that would be deserving of this nomination.
Yeah, you know, the bad thing is I wish we would have started this, 25, 30 years ago or more. And but, you know, we'll start it off, and we'll probably in the first few years put a few more people in than we normally will, in years 3, 4, 5 and so on, just to get things started. But, we definitely want it to be special. We don't want to put too many people in and overshadow this, some of the success stories of others. But I think we're going to do it right. We have a, as you've been into our gym, our big hallway that is in between the gym and the locker room is a huge white wall right now. And, you know, and our plan is to basically put like a vinyl wrap on that, maroon, white, and put Saints, fleur-de-lis, whatever, all over it. And then in the middle of it, put our MD Hall of Fame. We'll be putting plaques up with the people's bio and that on it, so everybody can see it when they come in to the gym. And then on the ends of that, we will have our sports teams records boards. So that hallway is going to be, that's going to change a lot in the next year or two.
Well, looking forward to it. And it'll be the induction will be at some point during the basketball season in January, is what I understand.
Yes. We'll be looking at a home game sometime in January. I think we talked about the second or third week is what we're looking at. So we'll look at that home game, and we will do it in between the girls and boys game, have our little induction. We'll have we really haven't gotten everything worked out yet, but, you know, we want to have a little bit of a dinner or something, a reception even before that. And then we can have a place also where people can meet with the Hall of Fame members after the games and that too. So we want to make sure, we're not trying to rush the process. I know, people think, well, let's get it going and get it, started. We want to make sure that when we do start it, we do it right. And, that it is very meaningful and people, are honored the way they should be.
All right. And when's timetable maybe is the announcing the inductees, or is there really that thought of yet?
Well, yeah, we have, like I say, we're going to have the nomination process open for the month of May, and then the committee will meet in June, and we'll probably have to meet again in July. And I think probably by August or September, we will put out a press release after we have talked to the inductees to make sure that they are, I don't think it'll ever happen, but just in case somebody doesn't want to accept the nominee, we will we'll do all that. We'll put out a press release, and then we'll be continuing to put things out to make sure everybody's ready for that game and get as many people as we can there that night that we induct our first set of Hall of Famers.
All right. Well, looking forward to it, and thanks for your time, Jim, as always, and always enjoy coming over to Meltzer Dallas, especially now with that new gymnasium.
Absolutely. It is a sight to see. I don't think there's many schools our size that have a gym with the character that we've got in it and the weight room that we put along with it. So we're very proud of it, and I think our kids deserve it.
All right. That's Jim Crozier, Meltzer Dallas Athletic Director, and we'll be back for more on today's Lately Radio Sports page on KNIA Cover Less.